Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast for Tuesday evening, April 7th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Four Finance Annexes, early redemption of its UR notes due October 2026. Four Finance S.A. annexes the early redemption of its senior unsecured callable fixed-rate bonds, 2021-2026, due October 26, 2026. The redemption date is set for April 27, 2026, with the record date on April 23, 2026. The notes will be redeemed at 100% of the nominal amount, along with accrued interest. Following the redemption date, the notes will be delisted from the Oslo Børs.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Petivco Corp. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Petivco Corp, highlighting the company's significant growth in production and revenue following the Juniper merger. Despite challenges like lower oil prices, the company reported strong performance in FY25, with production up 35% and adjusted EBITDA increasing by 18%. With plans for optimization work to reduce costs and increase margins, Petivco Corp is poised for further success in the future.
DataVault AI, DVLTECEETEL. To headline, major European financial innovation events. DataVault AI CEO Nathaniel T. Brady is set to headline key financial innovation events in Europe, including Cannes, SKNBECEC London, the Digital Commonwealth Awards, and Asset RUSH Zurich. These appearances highlight DataVault AI's advancements in real-world asset tokenization, showcasing platforms like Information Data Exchange, Data Value, Data Score, and DataVault Bank AI technologies. Bradley's participation aims to strengthen partnerships and drive growth in Europe's financial innovation sector.
IA creates skills gap in investment banking. Artificial intelligence is reshaping investment banking, leading to a skills gap among junior bankers. As AI takes on more traditional tasks, firms like B. Riley Financial Inc. must navigate integrating AI while developing human resources. Billion Dollar Club provides a platform for companies like B. Riley Financial Inc. to reach investors, influencers, and the public effectively, ensuring maximum brand awareness.
Mission IR News breaks: Megan Holdings Limited closes $8.30 million follow-on public offering. Megan Holdings Limited has closed an $8.30 million follow-on public offering, selling 20,750,000 Class A ordinary shares at $0.40 per share. The offering was managed by D. Boral Capital LLC. Megan, a Malaysia-based aquaculture company, focuses on farm development and maintenance. The company aims to provide trusted shrimp farm services and is expanding its operations in Malaysia. For more information, visit Megan's website. CyberLoQ Technologies Inc. and Arenda Ann announce plans to begin integrating the CyberLoQ Secure Advanced Multi-Factor Authentication technology into the Arenda platform in May 2026. CyberLoQ Technologies Inc. and Arenda plan to integrate CyberLoQ Secure Multi-Factor Authentication technology into the Arenda platform in May 2026. The integration aims to enhance Arenda's bank-grade protection against card-not-present fraud while maintaining a seamless user experience. This move signifies a significant step forward in delivering vigilant identity defense at scale. According to CyberLoQ CEO Chris Jackson and Arenda CEO Joshua Vittori, P0 proposes conversion of T0OP tokens into Series B preferred equity. T0 Group Inc. proposes to convert TZR TZROP tokens into Series B preferred equity, TZR, allowing each TZROP share to convert into 3 tokenized T0 Series B preferred stock shares. This move aims to enhance long-term participation of existing token holders in the company's growth. Bill Fleckenstein will join T0's board as the Series B preferred stock representative, pending formal appointment. The proposed conversion is subject to approval by majority shareholders.
Atlas Clear Holdings begins onboarding of third correspondent broker-dealer and executes clearing agreement with fourth correspondent broker-dealer through Wilson Davis. Atlas Clear Holdings has started onboarding a third correspondent dealer, broker-dealer, and signed a clearing agreement with a fourth correspondent broker-dealer through Wilson Davis. The operations team is expanding to support current activity and a growing pipeline. The clearing infrastructure is driving operating leverage with each new correspondent, showcasing the company's commitment to growth and efficiency.
Focus Universal Inc. announces $4 million private placement priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. Focus Universal Inc. announced a $4 million private placement priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. The offering includes the sale of common units and pre-funded and investor warrants at $3.58 per common unit. The transaction is expected to close on April 7, 2026, and the company plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. is the exclusive placement agent for the private placement.
Mission IR News breaks Data Vault AI Inc. CEO to headline major European financial innovation events. Data Vault AI CEO Nathaniel T. Brady is set to headline major European financial innovation events, including Conv, 3REGENCEE London, and the Digital Commonwealth Awards on April 22, 2026, and Asset Rush Times Zurich 2026 on May 21, 2026. Brady will showcase Data Vault AI's proprietary platforms, highlighting how its infrastructure enables AI-driven valuation, digital asset creation, and monetization of real-world assets, furthering partnerships and growth in Europe's financial innovation ecosystem.
Comprehensive Retirement Planning Services now expanding. Comprehensive Retirement Planning Services now expanding. Brightbridge Insurance, a Florida-based financial services agency, is broadening its range of services to address the rising demand for life insurance, annuities, Medicare solutions, and retirement planning throughout the state. Under Eric Sainan's leadership, the agency is dedicated to delivering meaningful financial protection to individuals, families, and business owners navigating an increasingly complex financial environment.
Investor News breaks Nexplat Corp. got NASDH, NXPL, NXPLW announces 1-for-10 reverse stock split effective April 13, 2026. The split will reduce outstanding shares from 26.9 million to 2.7 million, with trading under the existing NXPL ticker. Shareholders will receive cash payments for fractional shares. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens position in growing global gold cycle. Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens its position in the global gold cycle, offering investors exposure to the advancing Nevada development story. Recent activities at Santa Fe show continued progress. Gold's unique role as a store of value and portfolio stabilizer remains strong, making Lahontan Gold an appealing option in the mining sector. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
GiveBucks positions for scalable growth with platform expansion and national rollout strategy. GiveBucks Inc. positions for scalable growth with platform expansion and national rollout strategy. The company is advancing into its next phase as consumer adoption of integrated financial and commerce ecosystems accelerates. GiveBucks has completed key initiatives to support user growth, engagement, and monetization. The Super App platform is being upgraded for enhanced performance, usability, and engagement, aligning with the trend of consumers favoring unified platforms.
Mission IRAW News Breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OHC, sets April 28th Annual Meeting and Investor Day. Optimum Bank Holdings, NYSE American, OHC, will hold its annual shareholder meeting and investor day on April 28, 2026, at its Fort Lauderdale headquarters. Shareholders of record as of March 9, 2026, can participate in person or virtually via webcast starting at 10 a.m. ET. The company will also provide access to its chairman of the board's letter for shareholders. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.